And a very good afternoon to you. It's Friday and everyone is excited, looking forward to the weekend. You are tuned to Changing Gear. I'm Mahadi Buthelezi, standing in for Father Brian Mhlanga, OP Umfundisi Wodumo. You are on Radio Veritas, the only Catholic radio station in South Africa. We are joined this afternoon by an amazing, strong, powerful woman, Mpume Nyandu. A very good afternoon, Mpume.
Good afternoon to you and good afternoon to your listeners.
How are you after climbing Mount Kilimanjaro?
I feel very strong, actually. A lot of people ask me, aren't you tired? But no, I feel very strong. I feel like I can take on the world.
I must say, you look amazing. You look really, really good. I'm very inspired. Who knows? I might actually join you next year.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Excellent.
I'll hold you to that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Please do stay tuned with us as we talk to Mpume about who she is, about her life, and also about this inspirational climb that she has just returned from in July. And it's just going to be an amazing, amazing show where we celebrate one of the women of substance, a woman of faith, here on Changing Gear. And that was Toto, Feel Africa by Toto. Yes. So, Mpume, please do share with us. Why did you choose this song, Africa?
Okay. For me, this song means a lot. Okay. First of all, Mount Kilimanjaro is the tallest or the highest mountain in Africa. And this song speaks to the beauty of Africa. It mm-hmm. also makes reference to the mountain Kilimanjaro. So for many years, I have dreamt of climbing Kilimanjaro. And whenever I listened or heard the song play on the radio or TV, I would say, one day I will be on top of the mountain that they mention in the song. So for me, the song has been an inspirational song in terms of my climb initially. And now it has a deeper meaning in terms of the continent that we live in and the highest mountain that I've recently climbed.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, tell us about Mpume. Who is Mpume? Where were you born? Your upbringing?
Okay. Mpume hails from Pietermaritzburg, KwaZulu-Natal. Mm-hmm. I went to school in Pietermaritzburg and primary, lower primary and higher primary. And then Mangeda, I went to Inanda Seminary.
Oh, yes.
Yes, a boarding school for girls.
A very good school.
Oh, my God, yes. They are we used to be called, and I think, yes, we still call each other or member.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know. I have a few friends who went to Inanda.
Yes. And our motto was, shine where you are. And therefore, all the members, all the girls that went through Inanda, we ensure that wherever we go, we shine in whatever we do.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm the firstborn of four children. And like I said, we're from Pietermaritzburg. I have one brother. I now have, I had two sisters, but one passed on a few years ago.
All right, may her soul rest,
In peace, yes.
Now, let's talk about tertiary. What did you then decide to study? Because as we were chatting off air, you were sharing with us how strict your family, your parents were in actual fact. Mm-hmm. So did they allow you to venture into your passion, or did you follow their dream? What is it that you actually ended up deciding on studying?
Okay, when I got to tertiary, believe it or not, I studied, I decided to do drama studies and English as my majors.
Yes.
I also did Latin, I did philosophy, I did sociology as other courses.
All right.
But my dad had wanted me to do computer science, because computer science was the future.
Mm, right.
And unfortunately for him, my maths mark wasn't that great.
Okay.
So he even went as far as having a meeting with the dean of science to see if something couldn't be arranged. And it didn't work out for him. I was so happy. I was like, thank God,
I can
do what I want to do.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, so I majored in drama studies and English at varsity.
Okay.
But then after varsity, I did a postgraduate diploma in translation between English and Zulu, and I also did corporate communications diploma.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Right. And then work-wise, your first job that you landed, what kind of a job
was
it?
Oh, my God, my first job was at varsity. It was actually pinned on a tree. The advert was pinned on a tree. And I decided...
You happened to walk past.
Yes, I happened to walk past. And I pulled it off the tree. And I was like, I'm going to apply. No one else is going to apply for this after this.
Especially if it's pinned on the tree.
Yeah,
right?
So I worked on campus as a publications editor.
Lovely.
And coordinator. Basically, it was for... subsistence farmers,
mm-hmm,
basically farmers that have just learned how to read, read and write.
Okay.
So I had to translate whatever was written by the plant pathologist into a simpler language, and then translated it into Zulu, and then did all the printing and the briefing of the artists in terms of the graphics that we needed for the publication.
Were you an active member of any sports teams or
did you participate
in anything sporty?
God, I was terrible when it comes to sports, and I used to hide behind my asthma in high school, like, I can't do this because I have asthma.
Asthmatic.
Yeah, and they tried to give me less hectic sports, and I got to a point where I would hide under my bed in the boarding school because I just felt like I don't want to do sports. And yeah, so I've never been a really active person.
Now, fast forward.
Yes.
Mount Kilimanjaro.
Okay.
And you not being an active sports person.
Uh-huh.
The two just don't gel. What actually happened? What pushed you? What inspired you as Umpume to say, you know what? I've always had this dream, as per your choice of song, Africa by Toto. You've always dreamt of climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. What actually pushed you this time to say, I'm going for it, I'm doing it?
I think my... I don't know what to call it. My passion to become active started when I decided to do, the 5 kilometer walks.
Okay.
And the first walk I did was Walk the Talk a few years ago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I started 5 kilometers, then went to 10, went to 15, went to 20. And then I got bored. I thought, oh God, this walking business is not working for me. Let me do something more challenging.
Did you not go for the comrades?
No, I'm not a runner at all.
Okay.
You know, actually, I'm beginning to believe that I can be a runner if I set my mind to it. After having climbed this mountain,
absolutely.
I feel like I can
try. Limit.
This guy's,
Indeed.
Yeah, so basically I started hiking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I hiked short hikes, like 4 kilometers, 5 kilometers, and then... then ended up doing 20 kilometers. And at some point, basically, I joined the Joburg Hiking Club.
Okay.
But I felt like I was the only black person there. It felt very lonely, and I was trying to get other black people to join. They're like, oh, black people climb mountains every day. Why would we wake up on a Saturday morning at 6? Yeah. So I stopped a bit, but then I read about Deshan Dezal,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
who had gone up Mount Everest to put our very first democratic flag after we voted in 1996.
Oh, yes.
And then I discovered that she had climbed other mountains, including Kilimanjaro. And as I worked as a communications manager,
mm-hmm,
I found a creative way of bringing her into the organization to talk to us.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You got inspired from there.
I got inspired from there. She came in and she talked about mountains, using the mountains as an analogy for planning and dealing with hurdles in your life and things like that.
Correct.
Which covered a lot of things about that people were struggling with within the organization. But for me, I was just so happy to have this woman here because I wanted to ask, how did she do it?
All right. And now, in preparing for your client, what is required? What is it that you have to plan for? I know your health is at the top of the list.
Yes.
What exactly did you have to do, especially for your health?
Okay, before I get into the issues about my health, the reason I finally got to climb Kilimanjaro was because all these years I wanted to climb, but I wanted to climb for a purpose. And therefore, I heard at the beginning of last year about Trek for Mandela, where climbers go up Kilimanjaro for two reasons: to raise awareness about the plight of girls that do not have sanitary pads, and therefore they miss 5 days of school per month because they do not have the means to get sanitary pads. And then the second part of the climb was to raise funds for those schools that each climber had identified to buy sanitary pads. And now we are about to start the visits to the schools
to hand over the
hand over not the checks but the actual sanitary pads.
Okay, so you collected all the money, and then who buys? Who does the buying?
Okay, the Trek for Mandela is coordinated by Imbumba Foundation. Right. Imbumba Foundation was founded by Mr. Richard Mabaso in 2012.
Okay.
And him and his friend climbed Kilimanjaro together to raise awareness. And then the following year, you know, a lot more people wanted to join. And, you know, so it's been running for about 6-7 years.
So there are some good men out there.
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely. This is 100% male-led project supporting women, young women. And he says it all started because his cousin, well, he overheard his cousin talking to his mom about not having sanitary pads, and they had just started their periods and things like that. And he thought, oh, I wonder how many other women are in the same situation, go through that, you know. So that's how it started.
Wow.
Yeah,
right.
So yeah,
we'll be right back. Just after this break, we'll be right back, and you will actually now take us through how the collection or the purchase of the sanitary pads is done, and then you will take us through to how you actually eventually arrived at. Yes, yes. We're just going for a small musical break, and we've got Feel Good by Lira.